In this meditation, you're going to go on a little journey within your imagination to meet several potential future, past, or present versions of yourself, and to see what wisdom you can glean from their situation and bring that back with you today. Laying down might be best for this meditation, but if you're seated, just make sure you feel comfortable. And we'll start by just slowing down the breath. Following your breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds, and then slowly breathing out for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And breathing in and breathing out. Keep breathing. You don't have to count, but just focus on gentle inhales and slow exhales, allowing yourself to let go of any tension with each breath. Feel yourself relaxing a bit more with each inhale and each exhale. Now imagine yourself laying down in a beautiful meadow. You are looking up into a bluebird sky. You feel warm from the sun, which is gently beating down on you. You feel the vital tall grass beneath your hands. You feel its softness under your touch. You look around and you see all sorts of wildflowers, clovers, plants. You can smell the sweet aroma of nectar all around you. And you see bumblebees lazily floating along to the next flower, not bothering you too much, just minding their own business. You slowly sit up and you take in this peaceful meadow around you. Notice what else you see. Notice how you feel. Relaxed, calm, peaceful. Now, after a while, you stand up and you see in front of you a tall, beautifully decorated standing mirror. It looks a bit antique, and you see two beautiful knobs along the edge of the mirror. You look in the mirror and you see a reflection of yourself, just as you are right now, standing in this beautiful, peaceful meadow. You take a closer look and you notice that the knobs on the side of the mirror have writing around them. You realize that you can set these knobs however you like, and the mirror serves as almost a time machine, bringing you to several different versions of what you were or what you could be. One knob says past, present, or future. You can set that one right now to whatever time period you are most interested in right now. The second knob has several different aspects of your life listed, such as work and career, family and relationships, physical health, success and money, spiritual health, creative outlets, etc., etc. If there is an aspect in your life you are curious about that is not listed here, have it appear on the knob and set that knob to whatever you are interested in exploring today. Remember that you already set the time knob to either past, present, or future. Once the two knobs are set to whatever you desire, you notice that the entire mirror becomes foggy. So foggy that you cannot see anything in it. You wait and allow the mirror to calibrate. Once it's ready, the fog clears, and you see in that mirror that version of yourself that was set by the knobs. He or she beckons to you, and you find you are able to go right through the mirror to join them on the other side in their world. Notice what they're wearing, how they look, how old they are. Notice anything you find curious about them. Notice their mannerisms. Notice how they act with you and how they make you feel. At this point, if they haven't already, ask them to show you around their world for a bit. While they are giving you a tour, feel free to ask them any questions you might be curious about. What is this world like for them? What do they do? What are they concerned about? What brings them joy? I'll be quiet for a bit as you explore this new person and new place for a while. Remember to ask them whatever seems important in the moment. And feel free to interact with the world if you feel comfortable. Now, before you are getting ready to go back to your meadow on the other side of the mirror, ask this version of yourself if there is any advice or a symbol that they could give you to help you in your own journey of where you are right now. If you're with a future version of yourself, this symbol or piece of advice might help you get to where you want to be. If it's a past version, it might be something that can clarify your own path right now to help you move forward to where you want to be. And if it's a present version, it might be a piece of advice or a symbol that can help you realize something in your day-to-day that will help you shift in a positive trajectory. When you are ready, thank this part of you for welcoming you into their life. And you can go back through the mirror to the peaceful meadow on the other side. Now, if this version of yourself has piqued your interest to explore more, you can try one more version if you like. Maybe one that's a different timeline, such as a past or a present one, if you did the future. If you are done for today, you can stop this recording. But if you want to stay a bit longer, go back to the knobs and reset them. First, choose the setting for the past, present, and future knob. And then choose the setting for the life aspects knob, which has things like work and career, family and relationships, physical health, success and money, spiritual health, creative outlets, and anything else you like on it. You now know how the mirror works, so I will allow you to set the knobs on your own, watch the mirror fog and then clear, and explore this new aspect of you. Once you are done, you can thank that part of yourself and come back through the mirror, bringing yourself back to your seat and opening your eyes.